Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.2, Types of Testing. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills, Testing Methods and Techniques in the Software Quality Assurance for Developers in Finance course. In this lesson, we'll explore the different types of testing, including unit testing, integration testing, system testing, and acceptance testing. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to understand the purpose and importance of each testing type within the software development lifecycle, enabling you to make informed decisions in your quality assurance processes. Main content overview of testing types. Testing is a crucial component of the software development lifecycle, ensuring that software applications are reliable, functional, and meet user expectations. Various types of testing serve distinct purposes and occur at different points in the development process. Let's take a closer look at unit testing, integration testing, system testing, and acceptance testing. Unit testing focuses on individual components or functions of the software. Each unit is tested in isolation from the rest of the application to ensure it performs as expected. This testing type is often automated, using frameworks like JUnit for Java or NUnit for .NET. For example, consider a financial application that calculates interest rates. A unit test would verify that the function calculating interest accurately returns expected values for given inputs. This early testing helps catch bugs before they escalate, reducing the time and cost of fixing issues later in the development process. Integration testing. Once units are tested, integration testing evaluates how different units work together as a whole. This type of testing checks for issues that may arise when combining components, such as data format mismatches or communication errors. In finance, consider an application that integrates with external banking APIs to retrieve account information. Integration testing would assess whether the application can successfully obtain and process data from these APIs without errors. This type of testing is vital, as it helps ensure that the software functions correctly in real-world scenarios where different components must collaborate seamlessly. System testing involves evaluating the complete software system as a unified whole, assessing its compliance with specified requirements. This testing type simulates real-world user scenarios, ensuring that the software behaves as expected in various situations. For instance, a fintech application allowing users to transfer funds would undergo system testing to verify that all features, including user interface, database interactions, and security protocols, work together correctly. This comprehensive testing is essential to deliver a high-quality product to users, as it identifies issues that may not be evident during unit or integration testing. Acceptance testing is often the final step before software is released to users. It determines whether the software meets the acceptance criteria defined by stakeholders, ensuring it aligns with business requirements and user expectations. In the finance industry, this could involve testing a new mobile banking feature. Stakeholders, including business analysts and end users, may perform acceptance testing to validate that the feature is user-friendly and meets regulatory requirements. Successful acceptance testing signifies that the software is ready for deployment, minimizing the risk of post-release issues. Importance of each type in the software development process. Understanding the purpose and significance of each testing type is critical for successful software development. Here's why each type of testing is essential. Unit testing. Early detection of bugs saves time and resources. It ensures that individual components work correctly before integration, allowing developers to focus on fixing issues without worrying about the overall system. Integration testing. This helps identify problems that arise when units interact, ensuring that the integrated components function correctly and efficiently. It reduces the likelihood of critical issues that could affect the user experience. System testing. Thoroughly testing the entire application ensures that it meets user requirements and functions correctly in real-world scenarios. It aligns the product with business goals and user needs, leading to higher satisfaction and lower post-release risks. Acceptance testing. This final step ensures that stakeholders are satisfied with the product before it goes live. It validates that the software meets all requirements and is ready for deployment, which is crucial in the finance sector where compliance and user trust are paramount. Conclusion: in this lesson, we discussed the various types of testing, unit, integration, system, and acceptance testing, and their importance in the software development lifecycle. Each testing type plays a vital role in delivering high-quality software that meets user expectations and business requirements. By understanding and applying these testing methods, you will enhance your software quality assurance skills and contribute to successful project outcomes in your finance-related work. Reflection questions: how does unit testing contribute to cost savings in the software development process? Why is integration testing particularly important in a fintech environment where multiple components interact? What criteria would you consider essential for successful acceptance testing of a new financial application feature?